This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
In the gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls his people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
There we go. Yeah.
I knew you were in there somewhere.
It's all these buttons and knobs here. What am I going to do with them? Anyway, welcome.
Just keep pushing them. Something will happen.
There you go. Yeah, what? We don't know. There's probably a button here on this massively buttoned board that'll turn the Christmas tree on the White House lawn.
Be careful, one of them might be an ejection seat.
Well, it might be. That explains that little opening in the ceiling above my chair, yeah.
And why you're wearing a parachute.
Anyway, good morning to our listeners. This is The Front Line, WCNO Christian Radio, 89.9 on your FM dial. Welcome. We have a great guest, and it's not someone that's new to you. Well, I'll introduce her in a moment, but first I must, by convention, introduce my co-host. There's not a federal law yet, but there probably will be. But there is certainly a God's law, anyway, to my immediate right. And I mean that not just geographically, but probably politically, is Ed Skiba.
Hey,
Ed, good morning,
good
brother.
Good morning, David. Another beautiful South Florida morning.
Oh, it is.
Oh, it's February.
Isn't it, though?
I know. Yeah. February 3rd already.
As the two bullfrogs said, sitting on the lily pad, time sure is fun when you're having flies.
Okay, folks, you got to be listening close here today.
I don't know how I follow that, to be honest.
I don't either. Well, it's hard, but you can just be you.
I could just Ann be
Limhoco. Ann Limhoco, welcome.
Good morning. And today is the day the Lord has made. Let us be rejoice and be glad.
Amen.
And I'm sitting and trying to camp on Psalm 119 this week. So, yeah. So, as we know, that's like the longest
it is
psalm in Psalms, so I'll probably be in there.
176 verses.
Yeah, you're right.
Two Sundays ago, we had Psalm 19 as our psalm for the service, and I told them, I threatened them, I said, I could have used 119, that's 176 verses, because we do it responsibly.
So I'll be on that psalm for a while.
They were wiping their brow, Ed. Yeah. Probably throwing a little more money in the collection plate as a Thanksgiving
Please
for not
don't
going
do
there.
That.
This morning, we have with us Stephanie Jacobson. I mean, a great friend of the radio station, someone who's already on the team of tomorrow's program, A Biblical Response. We've had you on this program several times, and for good reason, because you bring a lot of revelation to us. And rather, because there's a wealth of revelation, I don't know where to start, but you do. So, Stephanie, just go ahead and get us going.
Well, welcome, everybody. It's really good to be here on a Monday morning. It's been an interesting year so far. We're only into February, so there's a lot that's happened. And I guess I should start with kind of a disclaimer to our listeners. My story involves something that is very sensitive. And if you've got children that are listening, it might be a good time to say, hey, go play. And, you know, I'm not going to get into anything too crazy today. But if you've been involved with or had an abortion, this is something that can be a little bit politically crazy. It can be spiritually crazy. It can be all these and touch the heart in a way. And I want you to not be afraid of this. Of this matter, of this, you know,
subject.
Yeah.
I want it to become something that we understand that it's a sin, and at the foot of the cross, the level at the foot of the cross is completely level with any sin, and that there is forgiveness. And if your heart's starting to race, you know, just lean in and listen and understand that I'm here to help people understand, if you haven't had an abortion, how to help those that have had an abortion, and just kind of give you some of my background. I think today my calling is to encourage. And I'm not going to talk a lot about the abortions. I did have two abortions before I was 19, and ended up marrying the man that I had my first abortion with, and was married to him for 33 years, and had five children. Beautiful. God blessed us with five children. I now have 15 grandchildren, and probably not the last of them.
That's probably going to keep coming.
I've got one daughter that doesn't have any children yet, so I'm, you know.
You must
have
got married when you were eight.
Oh, yeah. No, no, Ed. I'm up there, brother. I'm up there. But I'm thankful for the opportunity of the trials that I went through. Because I believe that that is how we learn who God is, through those trials, and the good news that comes out of that, the joy that we get to then pass on to the next generation comes from those trials. I mean, way back to Adam and Eve, you know, and then that was passed on to generation to generation to generation. And one of the callings that I feel today is that, you know, Ed, you mentioned age. I'm 62, and I've said that on this radio station before. I'm not ashamed of how old I am. But
I've got socks that old.
And he's wearing them today.
There you go. I love the humor. I bring that humor in because we're going to need it a little bit. But I just believe that we are called to the next generation. I don't want to lose the wonder of who God is and not pass that on. And how we do that is knowing that the Word of God is the proof of who He is. And I'm going to talk a little bit today about a ministry that God is birthing in me right now called Bulletproof. And I know that sounds like, oh my goodness, but I believed about 6 years ago that God gave me that terminology, bulletproof. And I believe that it was towards the women. The women were bulletproof. As they're standing up, they're bulletproof. And I have learned that's not the truth. I'll talk about that in a little bit and why, what bulletproof is. But that's the name of the ministry. I don't have a website yet, not completely up and going yet, but I will give an email that you can contact me later. And I just give a little bit more background, but I was raised in the church. I went to a Grace Pentecostal church, and I knew the Bible, but I knew the overview of the Bible. I knew scripture, and I knew the stories, and I knew them well. They taught us well. But I would hear people quote scriptures, and it was like a balm to me. I knew that it was truth. However, even this morning, I yearned to know those scriptures even better, and to know what the Word of God said word for word. And as that desire came this morning, I was like, Lord, what am I going to bring today? What is it that I'm going to bring? Mm-hmm. I am not eloquent of speech. I mean, I can talk. I talk your leg off all day long. Come on.
Looking right at me.
Ann and I have lots of conversations.
I'm not going to make any chauvinist remarks.
Go ahead. I can handle it. But this was the scripture. My pastor gave it to us yesterday. And he said, go home and read 1 Corinthians. And it was 1 Corinthians 1:17. And it was, this was the balm that I'm talking about that God brings in the moment that you need it. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Christ and Christ crucified, that is what I know. And that is what I would encourage people today, that if you don't know the Word of God, study it, learn it, one scripture. I have a cousin, and here's the thing, you can encourage someone. If you hear their name in your head and you think, oh, that's, take it for yourself first, but then if you hear their name, God's putting somebody on your heart.
Yeah.
And I have a cousin, I used to She's 2 years younger than me, and I used to carry her around by the neck thinking she was my baby. And today, this woman, her name is Annette, and she, every morning at 8 o'clock in the morning, she will send a scripture, like, she'll go through and think of a theme, and it'll become a theme for these scriptures all through the Bible. She knows the Bible so well, the history, and I'll call her and say, what's going on at this time? And she's just a wealth of information that God has given to me to be able to you know, seek her to help me.
To learn.
And you are that to someone else.
Amen.
So she's a stay-at-home mom. She sometimes feels less. She'll see me go do things and like, oh, I wish I was going. And then it's like, no, I don't. Mm-hmm. I have a purpose right here. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I would say to the listeners today. You have a purpose to the next generation. What is that going to be? Mm-hmm. In the scripture verses that she sent me this morning, let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And then she jumps, there's about eight different scriptures, but the other one was, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And there isn't anything that I want to say more today about what we're going to be talking about is that is the high calling here. It isn't about abortion. It isn't about politics. It isn't about even being on the radio. Mm-hmm. It's about having one-on-one conversations with Jesus Christ. Amen. And then going out and spreading the gospel.
Amen.
And it's not until you read the Word of God that you really get to know who Jesus and who the Lord is. You know what I mean?
Right.
His character. Like, he wants us to know him, not know of him.
Intimately.
Intimately.
Yes. I was just listening yesterday to something, and they said that knowing is like a man and woman's relationship.
Wow.
It's that intimate.
Amen.
Wow. And that is why we have marriage, is to know who God is. I mean, that's the most coveted thing on this planet.
It is, marriage,
You know? So, yeah, it's very intimate.
Interesting, because I preached yesterday on a prophet is not a herd in his own country. And what that boils down to is familiarity breeds contempt. People can get so familiar with the scriptures that they just read them like a book. And they forget that you're looking for something much deeper in there than just the words. You've got to go in and see what the meaning, what God is speaking to your heart, not your head.
That's good.
And every time you open the Word of God, ask the Holy Spirit to give you a revelation.
Absolutely.
Because if you don't even know the Lord, or if you don't ask the Holy Spirit, that could be just knowledge.
Absolutely.
You know, we have a lot of people who get PhDs in theology, and they don't know the Lord, though. They know the Bible, but they don't know the Lord.
Intellectualized instead of internalized.
Yes.
And it almost becomes an entertainment type of thing instead of a purpose.
Yes. And ask the Holy Spirit to tell you, to counsel you. Amen. What do you want me to learn when I sit here today and read the Bible?
Amen.
Thank you. That's often not taught and preached enough. Is we also want to be busy for Jesus, but how can you be busy when you don't know what he wants you to do? How do you find out?
Right.
Well, you be quiet before the Lord. Be still and know that I am God.
Psalm 46:10.
Human doings instead of human beings.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been sitting still for 9 years. God's getting ready to blast some things, and I'm ready to talk about
it. But it's good that you're obedient to be still. Because I'm like the same way. Listening. I'm still right now. I'm like, Lord, your timing.
Amen. Amen. Well, before we have that blast, let's go and take a little break.
Sounds good.
I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor rep, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to the Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. You need to hear and embrace the Word of God. We are beginning a new live program on Tuesday, December the 3rd at 11 a.m., and it will air live every Tuesday. We call it a biblical response. It's designed to look closely at some of the hot-button issues impacting our culture. We will view them through the lens of biblical truth, the Word of God, not just exposing the meaning of today's evil events, but giving us a clear understanding of how to address them. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day. Welcome back. We are definitely back, and as far as I know, anyway,
we're here.
As much as anybody can know about anything about being, we are certainly part of that.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Stephanie, pick up where you left off, would you?
Yeah. I'm gonna give an email because this will give people a place to land if they want to talk to me. Mm-hmm. It's bulletprooffaith25@gmail.com. bulletprooffaith25@gmail.com. And I want to give some symptoms of abortion that it's abortion trauma. It's essentially PTSD. The trauma in it is the abortion. Mm. So it's simply bouts of crying, depression, guilt, intense grief and sadness, emotional numbness, sexual problems, eating disorders, lowered self-esteem, drug and alcohol abuse, nightmares. I mean, it's the same stuff that you hear. But the one that I landed on was anger.
Mm. Mm.
And I've said this on this show before that we have an angry nation.
Yeah.
Mm. Absolutely.
And I believe, as I've been walking this journey, is that 65 million abortions, that's a generation lost. I mean, that's just 65 million since 1973. I mean, I was 11 years old in 1973, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So these women are still living. And when you pull life out of a woman, she becomes sad. She becomes grieving, but she doesn't know she's grieving. And mm-hmm. that grief then, if not taken care of, becomes anger.
Yeah.
And we have an angry nation. Now, I'm just talking about the women. Mm. So you've got a man for every one of those, okay?
Yeah.
We only have 333 million people in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
If there's 67 million abortions, mm-hmm. times that by two, and I have people say, well, you had two, so you're a mom, and so we can't say 65 million women. Every abortion affects that woman differently. I had to deal with both of them. So those lives were different that I dealt with. And it took me time figuring out each one. So each life is precious. And so that mama has to deal with two. And I've had women talk to me that have had up to 12.
Mm. Wow.
So, and I know that others have had more than that. That was personally with me.
To add to that a little bit, mm-hmm. just because as a pastor, I've seen these sort of things, women coming to me, and them themselves not realizing that the abortion they had 10, 15, 20 years ago was still there, and that PTSD issue was impacting on their families. So when you talk about, look at people who've been affected by abortion, it's certainly the woman and the man, but it's also anybody else they're connected to in their family to one degree or another, because in those familial connections, things go back and forth. It's like a bloodstream, right? And if you have a bloodstream in the family that's full of disease, Well, everybody gets sick.
That's right.
And that sickness is generational.
That's right. I just had a family come to me. The young man lives in the Treasure Coast area, and his mom is in Georgia, but she just wrote a book called It's Time. He came to her not too long ago and said, "Who's missing? Who's missing in our family?"
Mm. Mm.
God had revealed to him that there was someone missing.
Wow.
And
wow.
She had had an abortion, her and her husband, and they had never told the kids until she did tell the girls. But this just happened like 3 or 4 weeks ago. They came to me and was telling me this story. Hmm. So we don't realize how intricate life is.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's gone, there's a loss, and you have to deal with that loss.
Mm.
So I want to move past this a little bit, because I want to go on with kind of where Bulletproof is today and why Bulletproof. Bulletproof is a platform that's coming that is for women and men. And I mostly speak to the women at this point. That's just because God's given me these dreams about these women, millions of women that I saw in these dreams, and they're ready to stand up and fight. And they were angry, mm-hmm. but they had no voice.
Mm.
And a woman's voice is cut off when you, any sin that you do, man, woman,
mm-hmm.
your voice is cut off until there's restoration,
yeah.
and healing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something that goes beyond the healing that mm-hmm. brings freedom. And that is when you can talk about that deepest, darkest, dirtiest secret in your life to mm. be able to be used to the glory Amen. Of God and give others freedom to be able to go to the foot of the cross and be healed.
Mm-hmm.
And so God has been like over the last, well, 9 years, I'll just start there. 2016, there were some really big changes in my life. And my marriage had ended, and God had placed on my heart that it was time to deal with me. I'm like, God, couldn't you have dealt with this inside my marriage? Did you have to take everything away?
Yeah.
Mm. But I'd been so busy with life that I wasn't hearing him.
Yeah.
And when this happened, this 2016, and we have this huge election coming, right?
Yeah.
Well, I had always listened to my husband because he knew more about politics than I did, and I was busy with the kids, and
mm-hmm.
I had no one to talk to. And I'm thinking, I was talking to the Lord, just out and out talking, saying, okay, who am I voting for? Well, I knew we needed a businessman. The only businessman I saw was Trump. So yeah. Here I go. I had that was a done deal. And I, all of a sudden, I heard this voice in my head that said, you need to be able, now he had already been dealing with me about my abortions.
Mm-hmm.
And I had gone to talk to my mom and dad about it because I knew he was pulling me into this ministry somehow. That had happened in 4 weeks period of time. I went from marriage to knowing that I was going to be talking about abortion somewhere.
Wow. Mm.
And this voice in my head said, you need to be able to walk into an office and make a difference for life. I had no idea what that meant. I mean, I was just like, what does that mean? Well, here's the election. That's an office. I can't walk into the president's office. So what? And I'd never been involved in politics, didn't want to be involved in politics, had no desire to be involved in politics. And I thought, well, who could I talk to that's in charge in the government in the state? Because I can drive to Jefferson City in Missouri and go talk to somebody, right?
Yep. That's where you were then, is in
Missouri. In Missouri,
yeah,
Missouri. Yes.
Yeah.
And I thought, I have no idea what the government is. So I had to get on the computer and start Googling who's the top person, governor. Yeah. There was a governor's race that year. There were four people. I thought, well, I'll just go listen. There was this guy that was going to be 2 miles down the road from me. I went and listened to him. Never been to a speech like this. It was a stump speech. I didn't know what a stump speech was. And I had signed my name, listened to him, and I truly believed that this was who God was wanting me to. There were some other things that happened that led me to believe that this was the man I was going to vote for. Didn't go listen to the others. This was it. Crazy. I mean,
this is a governor's race? Is that right? Okay.
Yes. And so, providentially, there was someone in that room that I deal with now that is working in the Trump administration. God had already had someone placed in that room that he and I, but it was the next day that I got a call from their campaign and said, Stephanie, we noticed that you were at this meeting. Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to come and just volunteer. And I said, no. Her name was Mary Mertz. And I said, Mary, no, I can't. I said, my husband has just left. I've got lots on my plate. I just don't have the heart for it. She said one word, please.
So that's the word that gets that was Stephanie. It,
yeah. I thought, you know what, Lord, if I'm really going to be involved, mm-hmm. and this is what you've called me to, yes, I'll go. So I went, and next thing I know, long story short, I don't think this is too short, but long story short, I end up working for this governor after he's out of office at his kitchen table.
Wait, so this guy won?
He won. Okay. He had less than a 0% chance of winning.
And he won.
And he won.
Wow.
So that was seven years ago.
You said?
Yeah. Yep. It was, eight years ago, whatever. And since that time, I have walked into many offices and made a difference for life, whether they be political, whether they be spiritual, like a church office. Even this is an office that the airwaves are. Yes. Right. And so I am watching God in this time frame. And guys, I have sat still so many times and I'm like, Lord, what do you want me to do? And it kind of gets me frustrated, you know? Mm-hmm. I want to be doing something. I want to be, surely. And I've had to leave a lot of things behind.
Mm.
It says to leave behind those things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How in the world is leaving your family behind part of God? How could that possibly be right? I've moved to Florida. My children are still in Kansas City and Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
How I don't see them, but...
It's what the apostles did.
It is what...
They left everything behind.
You're right, Ed.
It is, and it's been a hard... It's not easy. I cry. Mm-hmm. I am sad.
Yeah.
But I also know that God has purpose in even that, mm-hmm. and that he has promised me in his word that he would provide for them.
Amen.
If I will do what he has called me to do. I am not their savior, and I have told them all that.
Yeah.
I am not your savior. I am here to pray for you. I am here to pray with you.
Mm-hmm.
And my children, I have one story about my grandson. He's there in Michigan, and he told his mom, I think I even said this on the radio one day, he told his mom, he said, well, Mom, I know you were raised right. And she goes, and to know about God and Jesus. And she goes, how do you know that? He goes, have you met my Yaya? Which I'm Yaya to them. Yeah. So it was
shirt.
It was such a good confirmation for me that they know that I will talk to them about Jesus and that he is their provider, not me.
Amen.
And so it gives me hope and all. Fast forward to where I'm at right now. Just to wrap this up, my story is before two Supreme Courts here being used to fight the war on the image bearer of God. So the Supreme Court of the United States has a case in front of it to sue Danco, which is the abortion pill provider, and the FDA. And my part of my story is in that brief. Danco, that is their only source of income, is the abortion pill. That tells you how prevalent it is. And then it's also before the Missouri Supreme Court. I'm one of two witnesses in a case against Planned Parenthood pertaining to the same amendment that we fought here in Florida. They lost up in Missouri. So they went from zero abortions to abortion up to birth overnight. And we are so blessed here in Florida that we had so many people.
Wait, so it passed in Missouri?
It passed in Missouri.
Oh, geez.
So
wow.
My story is up there right now being fought against that particular thing. So if you guys out there in the airwaves, pray for those two cases because I understand that this is a heavy, heavy subject.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's take a little break and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linneken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Hello, this is Luke Lewis.
I'm Tiffany Young, and we're with Treasure Coast Realty Group. Join us every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for our show, Keeping It Real Estate.
We'll cover everything from getting you ready to purchase a home to sharing programs that help with closing costs and tips to sell your home hassle-free.
Plus, we'll dive into local market conditions, have special guests, and take your calls live on the air.
Don't miss this power-packed show to help you achieve your real estate goals. See you then.
At this point in the programs, we welcome back to the next half, the second half of Frontline. You may want to call. You may want to ask a question of Stephanie or make a comment. The number to call is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And if you do that, then there's someone out there to take your call and transfer it into the studio.
All right. Well, I just, I guess I want to kind of take things back to why I'm here today.
Mm-hmm.
Bulletproof is something that God has laid on my heart a while back. He gave me a couple of dreams, and one night, and then I was back in the same dream the next night. Mm-hmm. And these dreams were very providential in the moment, because I didn't really know that was what he was calling me to, but it was this army of women. They were dressed in battle fatigues. They were camoed up. Their faces were with camo paint, and I saw them, and they were as far as the eye could see. And as I watched, more came. So they were being added to. And think about abortion. I mean, we've got, what, 1,100 abortions?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just every day or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so it's more than that. It's a million a year, a little over a million a year in the United States. So, yeah. And so they were coming more and more and more. And that first night, I asked the Lord, I said, who are these women? I woke up and I'm like, who are they? And it took me the day to labor with him. And he said, these are post-abortive women and you're one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it just dawned on me. I got so excited. I was like, oh my goodness, I'm not alone, you know?
Yeah.
There's these women that are ready to stand up and fight, but their voices, they couldn't talk to me.
Mm.
So the next night I went back to sleep. I was back in the same dream. It was unbelievable when I woke up. I'm like, this is definitely spiritual. I mean,
who
could that happen to, right?
Wow.
And I was in the dream, though, and God was showing me that there was some sort of leadership that I needed to take, but I had no idea. Now, I'm going to tell you the end of this dream, because I think it's important for the listeners to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you are in the church, abortion crosses every threshold. It doesn't matter if you're in the streets, if you're in the church, if you're in a workplace, you've got someone, if it's not you, affected by abortion that's surrounding you.
Mm.
And you're affected by it then. If they're surrounding you, you are affected by it. But at the end of that dream, we were trapped in something and I couldn't tell. It was making me angry. And all of these women were underneath something. Mm. And it was a building. And as I looked forward, there was something that almost hit me in the face. And I was down, we were down, hunched down underneath it. My chin was up against my knees. And I was just angry. And it was this little girl. She was swinging her feet back and forth, almost hit me in the face every time her feet came backwards. And I thought, what is coming? There's people sitting on top of us. Mm. And I woke up.
Mm.
And I'm like, Lord, yesterday was, who are they? And today is, where are we? And it took me a while to figure that one out. I labored with that one for a while. He said, you're underneath the pews in the church.
Wow. Wow.
So, I would ask everyone that hears those words to think, how in the world can I help these women be willing to come out and not be ashamed to tell their stories? And that's what Bulletproof is about. And I used to think it was the women that were bulletproof. And then God gave me the scripture that just is to go with Bulletproof. And that was in Psalms, Psalms 18. He actually gave that to me back in 2016. And then he brought it full circle for this ministry. And the first thing I read was, he is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. And I thought, okay, well, he's my shield, but how does that, that makes me bulletproof. But that's not what that meant. If you go back up into that very same scripture, it says, this God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. So it's him, the word of God, that is the bullet. And it is the proof that he is our shield. So bulletproof doesn't mean the woman is bulletproof. I do become bulletproof when I'm behind the shield that he has provided for me and staying in the safety of his word and staying in the safety of what he has for me to do. So I don't want anybody to think that I think I'm bulletproof. I'm not. But Christ is bulletproof, and he is the one that provides that.
So that's Psalm 118, verse 30.
Psalm 118, verse 30.
You know, there's
18.
And what you shared from your dream and what you've talked about is in your own journey as moving from self-imposed obscurity is one way of saying it in terms of your abortions and what happened to you and telling the story. And now in the dream of, and I totally resonate with this, that that the church has, and I say the church, I'm speaking broadly.
Of course.
If you, an individual, are not part of this type of church or part of this experience, praise God. But that anytime people are doing evil, you know, this is a commonality in that the those the power behind the evil doesn't want it talked about. Because as soon as you discuss evil, then people begin looking at it and seeing it for what it is. I think of the first thought came to me is done a lot of ministry in the church with people who were abused sexually. And the one commonality there is the abusers would threaten their the victim that you can't tell anybody. If you tell somebody about this, oh, I'm going to make it hard on you. Well, that's the devil. You know,
and it is. It's it's the voice in your head that is, it tries to shut you up because the light then cannot be be seen. And if that light isn't seen, how is the gospel going to go forward? It can't.
And it's shame, too.
It's
the shame part of it.
That is huge. And you know one part of shame that is not talked about with a woman who's had a loss from, or even had their child, having thought about having an abortion with that child. Shame enters in this real thin line. And it can become something that these women don't even think about. But when they see their child, they think, how could have I ever thought about doing that? And they don't ever tell anybody that. But that's a part of shame that needs to be healed. Don't be afraid to say it. Say, I thought that, you know, that was the right way to go. But only by the grace of God did I not take the life. And I've had women say to me personally, I was there. I was there. And that, just saying that to me, allowed them to release that shame. That's what we have to do one with the other. We have to commit to confess our sins. That's why the Lord gave us that verse to say, confess our sins one to another. It's not so that I can be proud of my sin. It's so that I can release the shame and guilt that God, you know, God did not expect for us to carry. And so I want to give a little piece of where God has just taken me over the last few weeks. I never dreamed that I would be using this platform mm-hmm. to be speaking about the gospel in a way that I am right now. Mm-hmm. I've had the privilege to work with some of the most powerful men in the nation, and it's been it's been crazy because I don't desire it, but mm-hmm. it just seems to be happening at this moment. And so I'm, men and women, I should say, and some that I admire and some I look at and go, okay, we got to talk about this a little bit more. But yeah. Right after the election this year, I bought tickets to go to Washington, D.C. I really wasn't positive why I was going, mm-hmm. but I bought an airplane ticket from the 16th to the 25th of January, and I wanted to go to the inauguration. And I didn't know how I was going to do it. I didn't know anything about it, but it ended up, I had actually done some preliminary stuff down in the Mar-a-Lago area here in Florida with Trump, and mm-hmm. Had a friend that was involved in. I got tickets to go to the inauguration. I got tickets to go to the ball. So I was excited, you know, and just so happened that the Leadership Institute was going to be having a forum there that I wanted to go to. I did not even book hotels because I thought, Lord, I want you I want to be at your beck and call to whatever you have for mm-hmm. me. Mm. And a couple of the things that happened while I was there, he prepared me for 24 hours before. Mm-hmm. And I'm learning that I have to be mm-hmm. ready, like Minutemen, mm-hmm. ready yeah. in a moment's notice with warrior stance. I just learned that my name, I'd forgotten that my middle name means warrior. My first name is princess mm-hmm. and royalty.
Wow.
I'm like, Lord, you knew me before the foundation of the earth. You sure named did. Me. Right. And this is what sure he did. Has me doing, being a warrior for his mm-hmm. namesake. But one of the things that I got to do was I got to speak in front of the national headquarters for Planned Parenthood at a vigil that I had not planned on doing. They then asked me to come and speak and give my 2-minute testimony on the steps of the Supreme Court of the United States, where there's my portion of my story is laying inside of a brief in the highest court in the nation.
Wow.
And yet I got to speak about the restoration that God has done in my life on the steps.
Amen.
In front of, I don't know how many thousands of people were there. These aren't my accomplishments. These are the accomplishments of the amazing works of Christ through me and mm-hmm. making me ready, stirring the hearts and the minds of the men and women that who are even hearing this now that are ready to stand, are getting encouragement to be able to stand. I want to speak to one more thing that happened. Mm-hmm. And this will maybe take us into the last break, but I was asked to come to a house on the hill that was kind of out of the way, but it was this beautiful house, and I didn't know who was going to be there. It was going to be a prayer. There was only 30 or 40 of us gathered, and it was a women's group that were getting ready to pray. There were some men there, but Alveda King, who is the niece mm-hmm. of Martin Luther King, mm-hmm. who is also had an abortion. She came in at the last minute, and I felt the pulling of the Holy Spirit on something, and mm-hmm. I went mm-hmm. for it. And I told her, I said, Alveda, my brother wrote a song that was given to him by my great aunt, mm-hmm. who was given to her through a poem that Martin Luther King's the man that did his eulogy at his funeral.
Wow.
And she said, will you sing it? And I said, yes. So this is it. For we've only just a minute, with only 60 seconds in it, forced upon us, can't refuse it. I didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but I'll suffer if I lose it. I'll give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but eternity is in it. That is what we have to do.
Beautiful.
Every minute has to be used for the glory of God.
Amen. 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 And we'll That's be back beautiful. To do more of that.
Okay. Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828. Everything that happened to me
was good. God did. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones of Lively Stones Ministry, along with Reverend Evangelist Hermaney. Join us on every Saturday at 7:45 a.m. on WCNO 89.9.
And here we go. Welcome back. And we do have a caller.
Yeah.
Caller, welcome to the front line.
Hi, thank you. This is Cynthia, and I have a comment for Stephanie. I think what you've been describing is a conspiracy of silence.
Mm.
That's good. Yes. What did you say? Conspiracy of what? Silence.
In the churches and everywhere else, people don't want to talk about this. And so it's sort of like if you don't talk about it, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It never happened.
That's right. That's really good. And honestly, that's what this last segment is about speaking the truth out loud. Mm. And that's what Bulletproof is going to be able to help these women with. So thank you for your call. I certainly appreciate
You're
that because that is insight. Very good insight.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Colin.
You're welcome. Be blessed.
Thank you, and you as well.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm going to give my email again so that people can get in touch with me. It's bulletprooftruth25@gmail.com. The reason that I believe that God's brought this ministry front and center right now is there are people that are starting to come out from underneath the pews in the church. They're starting. We're mm-hmm. seeing it. We've got CareNet has Redeeming Freedom and and Connie Pavlik. Yep. I know that she would be loved to talk to people and take them through their healing. Light Group Ministries up in Vero Beach with the CareNet up there. They're not with CareNet, but they're associated with CareNet up there. They take people a little bit deeper. It's another step into their ministry or into their healing. So those two right here on our Treasure Coast, we've got those. And I can give, you know, if there's other people in Miami, I've got places down there that they can call and email me and get help. But what Bulletproof is going to do, and I believe this is the website is coming. So we are going to teach women how to tell their stories in different settings. I went to some great training up at the Leadership Institute, and I've got resources and people that are going to help me put this together. And it's like on the precipice. I've already got a giving page. It's gonna need finances. I mean, I hate asking, but it definitely is. We are getting ready in this month to take, I'm hoping, anywhere, I'm going to say 10 to 20 women. I won't make it more than that. But anywhere from 10 to 20 women in March to the Capitol in Tallahassee as a group. When you see one person talking about something, it's great, okay? And it brings light. But when you see that there's an army or that there is a group of people that are ready to stand and ready to say something and aren't afraid, that makes an impact. It is lasting. And what we're going to do is we're going to walk into these senators' offices and these representatives' offices in groups of three and tell our stories. And as we do, we're praying that that will give them the strength to do what is right in the political world. I also want to bring this to the churches. So if there's pastors out there or people that have small groups or people that have, you know, just any kind of gathering, we can do this in 5 minutes. Give this kind of platform to these women. Mm-hmm. We did this in Miami. We had a Representative Barrero gave us the opportunity to come to a political meeting that he was having. It was, I don't exactly, I think it was young Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent three women. We got them ready. They gave 1 minute testimonies each. And he called Operation Outcry, who I'm with, and said, that was one of the most impactful things I have ever heard in my life. And I would tell the governor to this day that that needs to be heard all across the state. So it's making an impact already.
Amen.
Bulletproof is coming. It's going to be something that these women are going to be able to rely, that they're not alone, and that we're going to be able to go out and make a difference, not only in the political world, but mostly in the hearts and lives of these women and men.
Let me ask, so when you go down to Tallahassee, are your you ultimately want to share the gospel through these women,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
But also, is there something you want to change on a policy level? I know that we have the heartbeat bill, which is, what, 6 weeks in Florida?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you looking to change that as well? What is your ask, I guess? Because, you know, I work for a member of Congress, and I have all these groups that come in, and they're asking for something. Like, it's called, you know, what is their ask at the end? Do you ask anything, and are you desiring to change anything policy-wise?
Well, the first thing is, I want to go in with, what can I do for you?
Okay.
Everybody's always asking for something from the representatives, right? And the senators. I want to go and say, use us.
Okay.
You let us be the voice. You have been talking for years and not gotten anything done. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I say that. Our government here in Florida is
much better than a lot of other state governments.
Much better. Thank you, Jesus. And I appreciate the grassroots that stood up and voted correctly. But we're in danger.
Mm-hmm.
Planned Parenthood is marching across this nation trying to change state by state by state. And we're not out of danger yet.
Yeah.
And we won't be.
So that's a great resource. If they, I'm going to go to this meeting. Stephanie has like 10 women that she could bring to testify of these women who are post-abortive.
Absolutely.
You know, that's a beautiful thing. Have, people think that because our country has shifted to a conservative perspective at this moment, that the liberal perspective that was promoting abortion has gone out of the way. It's safe now. That's not true.
No.
They've gone underground, and they are building.
And that's
why
we got to ramp up. We can't
sit on rest on our laurels.
No. Yeah. When I was in Washington, it came to light that Virginia has this on their election this next cycle.
I remember texting that to you.
Yes.
I go, we got to look out for Virginia.
Yes.
Yep.
And so this is part of what Bulletproof is going to be doing, is helping to get these women ready to go across the states.
Amen.
And so this isn't just a Florida thing.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, and I've said this before on this, and I want to encourage the people of the Treasure Coast right now, that when I was driving here with only my little Toyota Camry loaded down with nothing else but what I owned, I was coming.
Oh, you mean when you were from Missouri,
yes,
when you moved here? Okay.
Yes, 4 years ago. Coming across the Georgia-Florida border, the Lord said, I'm going to make the Treasure Coast a treasure to the nation. We have an opportunity to be used by God in this ministry. You don't even have to leave your home. You can contact me. You can encourage me. You can pray for me. You can give to this. I can talk about that at some other point, but money is not my thing right now. I really need the prayer of the saints, because that covering is what is going to take it to the next level, because God's the one that's doing the work. It's really not me.
Amen.
And you need to release like some sort of prayer points every week or every, I'm just visioning.
See, I love this, Anne. You've got my next steps ready. I only have to do it. So that's good.
Holy Spirit has developed and will increase the momentum here. Mm-hmm. And you, certainly, and what God has got you to do, and his other women he's raised up, and men.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and frankly, in the broader scale, is God is bringing a lot from the shadows, a lot of people, a lot of issues, a lot of concerns. He's bringing it into the foreground, into a fine focus. Finally, we look at this, we're called to pay attention. I think I say this ministry, I'm going to narrow it down to WCNO, because we have a tremendous vision God has given us.
Right.
And for the last several years, especially, we've been living into that vision as Christian media to speak the truth, get the truth out.
Amen.
People come with the truth. Mm-hmm. Stephanie, you walked in one day off the street, knowing that God called you here, not knowing why, probably. And yet, because God has given us a vision to get the truth out there. Be bold. You know, we got to be bold. You know, we never know. There's no time to hide anymore.
Yeah. Always say yes to what the Lord's
calling. Always say yes.
That's true.
And, you know, sometimes it's the truth does hurt. It hurts the hearer. It also hurts the teller. But it's the pain of surgery, not the pain of injury.
That's right.
And the surgical work of the Holy Spirit today is bringing healing to the church. Because friends, you know, think about it.
Get it from under the pews up into exposure.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
We are, the body of Christ is that body that God is using in a much greater way today to do what we used to do, right?
Right.
Back in the first century. Bring the gospel, bring the truth, change the world.
Yeah.
Literally, Jesus is all about transforming culture. Mm. You know, we've forgotten that. We've lost that. Other people have taken over in the church that are more into the world people.
And we don't adapt to be like the culture. We change the culture.
Amen. We change the culture. Mm-hmm. But that's for many people a new concept, even though biblically God has always done that.
Yep. He has.
That's you don't see anything different in the Old and New
Testament. That's what we're here for.
And so now we're back one heart at a time.
One heart at a time. But not by condemnation, but by conviction.
That's right.
And that's what your ministry is all about. It's conviction. It's that you're convicted in the Spirit. You brought others. And because of that conviction, others have been encouraged, and more will be encouraged.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I pray that.
And you will see lives change before our very eyes. That's powerful.
And I would love to talk to anybody that has a need in this area.
Mm-hmm.
It is my passion. I've spoken to over 1,000 women on the phone, men and women, and I have a heart. I love the people that God has, you know, that have been hurt by this and their own sin. I mean, it's our own sin. It's something that I did at the hands of my own hands, you know, take the life of 2 of my children. That's not easy to say, but it is the truth.
And you've been healed to talk about it.
So healed. I am so thankful.
Praise God.
There's something I feel like I've got to say before we go off the air.
Yeah.
When my wife conceived my second child, I said to her, you know, we're not ready for that. We can't have another child. We're just not financially in a good shape. I was on active duty in the military. And she said something to me very profound that most men forget. She said, you were home the same night I was. Men, this is not just a woman's issue.
Yes.
We are in the middle of this. We are grossly responsible for what is going on here. So don't sit back and think, let the ladies take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go before God and repent and understand that we had a critical part of this whole issue.
Yes.
Thank you, Ed.
I'm glad you brought that up.
That is very true.
That means now, so much to me. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go off the air, and that's happening very soon, but... let's make sure people have the means of contacting you again, Stephanie.
Yes, it's Bulletproof Faith 25.
I think you said Bulletproof Truth.
What did I say? I'm sorry, I'm not looking at it. It's Bulletproof Faith.
It's faith.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yep, I wrote it down.
25@gmail.com.
Yeah. Get in touch. Listen.
I hope I've not been giving him the wrong thing. Let me
know.
Well, they're listening now.
That's what you said.
Faith.
I wrote it
Bulletproof
down.
Faith. Yeah. 25@gmail.com.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that two F's at the end of proof and the beginning of faith?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to be sure about that.
Yeah, they're running a special on F's. Just want to get all those in. Listen, we're so close to having to say goodbye, but Stephanie, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for saying yes to God, and taking the risk, and trusting Him. And it's a powerful witness to all of us because, frankly, no matter how long you walk with the Lord, we all need encouragement.
It's actually Bulletproof Truth.
You know what? It is.
Bulletproof Truth 25.
Yes. Okay. That's what I had down.
I apologize to you. It's Bulletproof Truth. It's brand new, guys.
Our listeners now are ready for me to. I got to read this without interruption.
Okay. All right.
Before we go, Bulletproof Truth 25@gmail.com. Bulletproof Truth 25@gmail.com.
And there's a phone number on here.
It's a phone number, which...
do you want that out, Stephanie?
It's 305-9-BULLET.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can figure out the letters. We have to go. God bless you.
Thank you
God
for bless. Listening, everyone.
Tune in next Monday at 11 a.m. as we take another fascinating trip to the front line.